We've seen the summer of 2020 turn this country upside down, shaking it until some of the worst has fallen from our pockets to be fully exposed. Race divisions, political divisions, a deadly virus consuming the planet. Losing a baseball season is among the least of our problems. But wouldn't it be nice to hear Fred Costello playing the organ on one of those beautiful August nights beneath the lights of Frontier Field?
Honestly, I'm bored. You know, you ever seen a movie Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
So that's what life has become. I finally get up the same time every morning. I'm watching the same TV shows during the day. I'm just like, oh my God.
That's Costello, who has played the organ at Rochester Red Wings games since 1977. Without baseball and playing for the fans, there's a void in his life. That void will be filled for a few hours on Father's Day when WXXI-TV airs Last At Bat, a nostalgia-filled conversation and a rebroadcast of the final game at Silver Stadium in 1996, the Red Wings taking on the Ottawa Lynx. Costello has lived two of his great loves, baseball and jazz.
I've had, including now, a great musical life. I mean, I spent 11 years on the road. I think I did 42 or 43 states in those 11 years. I worked in great clubs. I worked in Playboy Club in Hollywood. I did the Fremont in Vegas. I worked for Sinatra at his club, Lake Tahoe, the Cali Village. And I mean, just a plethora of great, great venues.
Costello and his wife, Kathy, moved to Rochester, her hometown, to raise a family. He stayed to play a plethora of clubs here. The scene was live and kind of crazy.
Anywhere you played, a lot of the clubs were owned by the mob. I mean, so you obviously get to know them because they're the owners of the club. And when I came to Rochester, there was a big influx of mob activity. And I know, especially when I worked at the Blue Gardenia, which was famous for the mob hangout. I mean, every mobster in town and judges and lawyers, everybody was there. I mean, what a mix there was. Unbelievable.
Jeff Spivak, WXXI News.